4. No tax.
The power to heal is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
Do you see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go, hmm.
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
You guys ready for the bacterial answer to cancer and more and all diseases? Yeah, that's right. Bacteria are going to heal you. Today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, we got that. We got lots more. We got the Dirty Dozen. The Dirty Dozen. I've been covering this all week in the media. It was on Jerry Doyle and the Savage Nation, the Consumer Reports, attacking supplements that don't even exist on the shelves of health food stores in America. But no, the mainstream media is loath to do its job. There are no investigative journalists whatsoever left at ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox, you name it. They ain't there. They don't do their homework. They don't do their work because they are lapdogs and stooges to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which is, of course, the leading cause of death in America, perhaps worldwide. Though I would grant the freedom and would not take away that freedom if I could. I would not. Your choice. If you want the drugs, they're there. You can have them. But the freedom not to choose them, is that a freedom that is eroding in the United States? That is why you hear the United States of Health Talk Radio, otherwise known as the Robert Scott Bell Show, every week on GCNLive.com. Those of you listening around the world at TalkStreamLive.com and DCIX.FM, all over the world, I appreciate you being here, the place where the world comes for healing, in fact. So we're going to talk about the attacks on dietary supplements. I've got Dr. Fred Pescatore, a medical doctor, who's going to talk about gut ecology, gut health, the fact that the bacteria in your gut, if you don't correct what's gone wrong with them, you are set up for any number of diseases. That includes allergies and asthma and cancer. That's right. Bacteria, your friend. Your friend, not your enemy. What else? Oh, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, my dear friend from New York City. That's right, New York City, who is regularly helping patients unload cancer, get rid of cancer, and using no chemotherapy, needing not any radiation nor surgery. This is a guy that you want to know. And his new book, One Man Alone, An Investigation of Nutrition, Cancer, and William Donald Kelly, The Kelly Method for Detoxification and Healing. That's coming up soon. We've got a moment of duh related to calcium. My goodness. Maybe getting through when Dr. Isadora Rosenfeld at Fox News gets something right. You know we're making an impact. So lots of cool things on tap here, including your messages, your questions. We've got lots of questions about blood pressure. Indeed, coming through the new website at robertscottbell.com. That's right. You're signing up. You're getting the email alerts and updates. And you do that, robertscottbell.com, and we're going to get those questions answered today, as many as we can that you've submitted through the new website. So thank you for being here. I've got lots more to do. The number, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, including there'll be a special book giveaway later on in the show for Dr. Fred Pescatore's new book, and you're going to learn about that, Boost Your Health with Bacteria. But starting with the attacks on dietary supplements, they continue unabated despite the clear and present danger coming from government-sanctioned medicine. Oh, goody. It's sanctioned by the government, so if you die, it's okay, because they said so. Is it not telling that the traditional media did not question anything about Consumer Reports' Dirty Dozen supplements to avoid? Remember those? It only came out this week. They attacked just about anything they could, including things that aren't there, that aren't real. Except that there are no real journalists working in the mainstream media anymore. It's pharmaceutically conflicted. I talked about this on Doyle. I talked about this on Savage, in fact, that you're getting so much money, and I don't mean those two, but there's so much money flowing out to the mainstream media with commercials. You watch the news. every other commercial, if not almost every commercial, is a drug-based commercial. And you can't bite the hand that feeds you there, so why would you expect them to? And so that's why you get your news from the Robert Scott Bell Show and other talk radio shows and the Internet, because it's the last refuge of freedom of speech. Now, this is an amazing thing. In fact, I should have you hear this, because the attacks on previous administrations, it's kind of the tit for tat that always happens from Republican to Democrat. But I'm telling you, they are all on drugs. And I'm going to give you a little sample of what. Do you have that Obama clip ready? Go ahead and run that for me.
After they drove the car into the ditch, made it as difficult as possible for us to pull it back, now they want the keys back. No. You can't drive. We don't want to have to go back into the ditch. We just got the car out.
Very funny, Obama. I'm laughing so loud. Obama says the Republicans drove the country into a ditch, but neglects to mention that his stimulus package funds paving sidewalks that lead to the very same place. I'm not kidding you. There's a big report out on where the stimulus funds are being spent, and including tearing up a sidewalk that was perfectly good, repaving it into a ditch. I can't make this up. And Obama doesn't want to give the keys back to the Republicans. Hey, look, I understand. But there's a new crop coming up that seemed to be for liberty. I've been highlighting them here every week, the liberty candidates on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So if you haven't heard them, you're going to listen. Go to robertscottbell.com, then link through to the archived shows as well. But yes, Obama, you're driving the country or sidewalking them right into the ditch because you can't afford the gas. There's no money left. And how's your stimulus money being spent out there listening to the show? Huh? How's it going? Oh, what's that? What's that you say? You didn't get any? Yeah, no surprise. As the federal government has said, well, let's promote some ionizing radiation as a method for terrorism prevention. And then we'll save the scans for later use. That's X-ray pornography. You hear about this, too? I've been talking about it. I knew this would happen. Oh, we're not going to save any of the X-ray scans. Ionizing radiation, no worries. We'll see you naked. It'll come and go that fast. But, of course, we're learning that they all save the equipment by law, by mandate. Big Sis Napolitano at Homeland Security, they mandate that these machines can save images. I wonder if the Obamacare, the abomination that is Obamacare, will cover the cost of oncology, especially for children forced to go through these scanners. You know, it's bad enough you're going to X-ray radiate every adult American that wants to fly on a plane. You're going to throw the kids in there, too. Homeland Securities are requiring all Americans to glow in the dark for our own protection. That's right. Unless you glow in the dark, you're not an American. Of course, the illegals are maybe smart enough not to go through them. Because they don't want to glow in the dark like Americans. Send them back, of course. No, rule of law, not allowed. Not allowed. Homeland Security now requiring everybody to radiate their children in airports. And then save the child pornography images for who to look at. It's beyond disgusting. Anybody arguing for more government, more intervention, more Homeland Security? Homeland insecurity. What about dictatorship? You like the idea of dictatorship? Is dictatorship constitutional? Well, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we already recognize that it is pharmaceutical. Already in existence. That's right. We have a pharmaceutical dictatorship. And if you want freedom, can you handle freedom? You will not find it as long as your body belongs to government. Do I need to repeat myself? You will not find freedom. You can say you want it. You can cry about it. But as long as your body belongs to government, you don't have it. What is that you say? You don't think the government owns your body? Really now? Then why? Tell me why. Why do you have to ask permission to heal it without using medicine sanctioned by the state? Okay, explain that to me. You want to call me up and tell me? 800-259-5791. It's simple, 800-259-5791 or robertscottbell.com. Explain to me why you have to ask permission of the state to heal your body without substances sanctioned, endorsed, ordained by the federal government, much less the state governments or the local governments, attacking, harassing, terrorizing small family farmers groups of people that are coming together to share, no, not drugs, raw milk. Oh, the horror. Oh, if only Osama bin Laden was into raw milk, we would have found him long ago. Oh, yeah, he would have been done for. As our own federal government looks at us as the enemy, not the real enemy, not the real terrorisms that are enemies. So this is what we're dealing with here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and this is why we got to bring healing out in ways no other person in media, no other media show can do so. There's a lot of good stuff happening out there, but I want you to know you've got to see, tell your friends, because if we are to restore liberty to this country, we are going to have to learn how to take our bodies back from government. You know, I like Rand Paul. He's a great guy. Dr. Rand Paul. Support him. Absolutely endorse him for the Senate in Kentucky. We don't only want our government back. We want our bodies back. Give our bodies back, or just take them back. Your freedom to heal. Your freedom to recover from any disease, including and especially cancer, without having to resort to toxic medicaments. And then Consumer Reports, that unbiased last bastion of consumer information, goes on the attack and says there are 12 supplements that are so dangerous, so dirty, so dangerous, I'm going to get you. And then lists aconitum napellus, aconite as an herb, as if it is freely available on store shelves, and I haven't seen any in 20 years. The only aconite you can get is homeopathic, which is why you want to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show, because this is a place you can get the healing that you can't get anywhere else in media. Go to robertscottbell.com. When we come back, we got a moment of done. We're going to be coming back with also Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, dr-gonzalez.com. I have links up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Coming right back. This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to superseaveg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, before we go to my dear friend and guest, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, we got some stuff we got to cover. I mean, every once in a while, the doctors and the media actually get something right, and we like to applaud and acknowledge them when they do so, even though we may have to call it a
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, a story has come out in the media saying a review of 11 clinical trials found that older people who took calcium supplements had a 30% greater risk of heart attack compared with similar people who didn't take the supplements. Is this an attack on supplements, or is this legitimate science? Well, our favorite Fox News health expert, Dr. Isidore Rosenfeld, had this shocking and revolutionary advice for us this past week.
So far, the opinion appears to be that older women, especially those with osteoporosis, should not probably take calcium supplements. They should get the calcium that they need in their food.
Oh, my gosh! Isidore, you nailed it. Thank you. Dr. Isidore Rosenfeld actually nailed it. Yes, imagine getting your nutrients, your minerals from food, or shall we say food supplements. And right now, joining me is an expert on food, nutrition, and supplements, and he's a doctor, and he's a dear friend of mine, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, it's always great to be here. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, I'm honored always to have you on. You've done such great work over the years in helping so many thousands and thousands of people come back from diseases that were supposedly terminal. And, of course, your focal point being nutritional recovery, detoxification as such. And wasn't that interesting? Dr. Rosenfeld, he gets some things right sometimes, and he actually acknowledged that taking these high degrees of calcium supplements are actually causing more arteriosclerosis and many other problems, including osteoporosis, which is counterintuitive to most people.
Yeah, that's correct. When the conventional doctors get interested in nutrition, that's good and bad news. It's good that they get interested in nutrition. The bad news is they always get it wrong. And of course, in terms of calcium, conventional doctors are recommending everybody, men and women, take 1,500, 1,800 milligrams a day easily. And that's without taking any other supplements. You never take a nutrient by itself. Nutrients are not drugs. They come with associated cofactors. And
yes,
when you take a single nutrient in large dose, whether it's vitamin B1, vitamin C, or calcium, you're invariably going to create imbalances with other nutrients. So it's not surprising, for example, that there would be other health problems associated with taking such high doses of a single nutrient. And, of course, as you know, Robert, in our practice, every program is individualized, and we find that patients that need to be on kind of a vegetarian diet do terribly with large doses of calcium. It's basically a metabolic poison, whereas our meat eaters, they can take 2 to 3 grams a day and do great on it. You know, we have 10 basic diets, 90 variations, and not only that, we have 10 basic supplement protocols, 90 variations of those, and even then we individualize them more. And one dose doesn't fit all, and that's the problem with conventional researchers. They suddenly got on this calcium bandwagon. A lot of alternative doctors did as well, where everybody should be taking 1,500 to 1,800 milligrams of calcium a day. There are studies going back 30 years ago that those level doses as supplements can be associated with increased breast cancer levels. And we find that patients with breast cancer, we find, should not be taking large doses of calcium ever. Leukemia and lymphoma patients, they can't get enough as supplement, as food as well, and food sources. And as you suggested in your opening, the best sources are always food. But supplements need to be individualized. And that's why so many clinical trials, when they start looking into nutrients, come up with negative results. They use one dose mm-hmm. on everybody. They give an isolated nutrient, usually a synthetic form, in the wrong form, in the wrong dose, and always a high dose without any associated nutrients. Of course, it's going to lead to problems. Nutrients do not work like drugs. They always need their synergistic cofactors to function efficiently.
Yes, and I see, one of the top questions I get on my website at robertscottbell.com is the blood pressure issue. And a lot of these people that are ODing on calcium are actually worsening their vascular health, ignoring issues like magnesium, ignoring minerals like silica for vascular elasticity and strength of the connective tissue. What do you deal with when you see blood pressure issues that are all too common?
Well, usually there are two kinds of blood pressure we find. There's a blood pressure which is from fluid overcollection or the kind of to edematous. And those patients actually do okay with calcium but terribly with magnesium. Then we have the traditional stress-related hypertension where you get vascular contractility, which is a separate issue from fluid retention. Those patients do terribly with calcium. Calcium stimulates the sympathetic nervous system, which causes increased cardiac contractility and causes vasoconstriction, which is the definition of high blood pressure.
Right.
The sympathetic nervous system is the stress nervous system. In a time of stress, of course, you want your blood pressure to be up. Calcium stimulates that, which is great in a time of stress if you're trying to run away from a grizzly. But it isn't great on a day-to-day basis when you're taking huge amounts of calcium, stimulating your stress nervous system, driving your pressure up. You need magnesium and potassium. Those things very nicely will lower blood pressure in that kind of vasoconstrictive type of hypertension. So even with blood pressure, there's not just one kind of blood pressure. There are different kinds of blood pressure. They have to be treated differently. And you give the wrong nutrient to the wrong patient with a particular syndrome, it's going to make it worse. Guaranteed.
Well, and certainly we know that the minerals are probably as important as anything out there because they're so lacking in much of the soils and the food coming out of land-based food. I've become a big fan over the years of seaweed-based minerals coming from a vegetal source and have seen extraordinary recoveries from so many diseases by bringing that back into the diet.
I think it's a great idea. I agree with you. I think, the soils are so depleted, even organic farms are going to have depleted soils no matter how hard those well-intentioned farmers can work. They can get the mineral levels up, but certainly it's not going to be what it was 100 years ago because there's been so much over-farming in this country all around the world. So I think sea-based minerals are a great way to go, and they're easily absorbable, and they're invariably going to be in the right proportion. You'll have all the associated cofactors. When you use supplements as isolated nutrients, you always have to be careful. You got to be real cautious because that's not how they work in nature.
Yeah, absolutely right. And again, this is the kind of information that doesn't often get out there. But, your works, your new book, where we're going to cover this hour, One Man Alone, An Investigation of Nutrition, Cancer, and William Donald Kelly, who was your mentor in so many things early on. It's really bringing the power of healing back to the people, which has been my whole passion and mission ever since I was able to overcome so many diseases of 24 years as a young child to a young man. And so this message is not getting out in much of the, as we still know, the pharmaceutically corrupted mainstream media, but much of what we see is the growth of the new media happening via internet and otherwise, of which now you are, have been a big part of, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, they can't keep it secret anymore. For example, when the beloved Senator McCain came out with that idiotic bill to try and regulate supplements, of course, for the benefit of people, within 2 days, Suzanne Summers and I started a major push to get the information out about that. Within about two weeks, he was backing off the bill like this frightened puppy. I mean, he was so dumb, he had no idea what he had unleashed. Excuse me for saying that, Senator McCain. But when senators and congressmen start doing this, particularly with anything, of course, you and I have discussed, when they do with supplements, it just gets my ire up because they're not smart enough to understand the science. They don't have any training. They have no academic background either. I'm making decisions that could affect the health of 300 million people in this country. And they don't know what they're talking about, and they get most of their information from drug company lobbyists, of which there are 1,000 in Washington, 2 for every senator and congressman. And they're not, they have one motivation to get rid of supplements. So, yeah, we need to get the word out. Unfortunately, with the internet, the politicians can no longer keep things secret. It's not, we don't rely on the Pony Express.
Poor politicians. Well, when we come back from this break, more with my dear friend Dr. Nick Gonzalez. You can link through my notes at robertscottbell.com to dr-gonzalez.com. I'll make sure everybody knows about that. We'll talk more about his book, One Man Alone, which is really stunning. The information that is contained in that one book is amazing. Lots of healing to go on the United States of Health Talk Radio. This is the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Hi, my guest this hour, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. Dr.-Gonzalez.com. I have links up at robertscottbell.com. Next hour, we'll have Dr. Fred Pescatore. We'll talk about how bacteria are critical for immune and digestive health and so many diseases and ailments, and the fact that we've got more bacteria in our gut than we have cells in our body. I wonder if we should kill all bacteria. I wonder. What do you think, Dr. Gonzalez?
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. They've been trying that for 50 years and haven't led to anything but trouble. Yeah, that's interesting. I was just reading recently over 300 different species of bacteria in our gut alone, and boy, are they important, and that's why it's so important to have someone like that on your show.
Yeah, I covered a story a couple of weeks back where they, you know, were studying this woman who was in horrible, almost dying and could not retain anything intestinally or whatever. And then they actually cultured some flora from her husband and gave it to her, and she got well. And they just scratched their heads going, "What? How is this possible that bacteria can do this? I thought they were all bad guys."
Yeah, that's right. So that's unfortunate. So, yeah, I'm glad they figured out a solution. Yeah, well, you know, fermented foods were part of all traditional cultures. You know, the Eskimos had fermented fish. The other cultures had things like sauerkraut. And the fermented foods provided healthy bacteria. I mean, they didn't know they're providing healthy bacteria, but all these cultures, from the Eskimos to the Maasai on down, they all knew that fermented foods had really important benefits to health, such as yogurt and kefir. And every culture had a fermented food that they liked. And they really provided all these healthy bacteria. So I'm glad you're looking into that. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. And let's go back to the list real quick here. The top 12 Dirty Dozen, according to Consumer Reports. I already talked that aconite's not even available for the last 20 years, unless it's homeopathic, when it's completely, of course, safe. Another one we've talked about off the air, comfrey, which is actually an excellent herb, for topical use. And when we're dealing with sprains and strains and fractures, it's an amazing substance.
Oh, it is, and the FDA took it off the market, I think, 18, 19 years ago, because there were, I think, two cases of reported liver damage. And one case, the woman was drinking, I think, a gallon a day of comfrey tea. Of course, you know, you can drown in the bathtub. That doesn't mean water's dangerous. We were discussing in the break, 7,000 Americans die each year from drowning. That doesn't mean the FDA should outlaw water. If you drink a gallon a day of comfrey, it's going to cause trouble. And the things, you have to put this in perspective. There were 18,000 deaths last year from non-steroidals and aspirin combined. I don't see the FDA or anyone else saying we should take those off the market. 18,000 deaths from those two over-the-counter drugs. Two cases of liver damage with comfrey, which are really kind of suspect, and which the patients were using high doses, taken off the market. It's not even available. That's why this Consumers Report article is so stupid, because they include things that aren't even on the market anymore.
I know, and they claim they're widely available.
I mean, how stupid can you be? I mean, it's just, again, the deterioration of journalism. Don't get me going, having been a former journalist. I mean, how dumb can you be where they report on two things that aren't even available orally, and comfrey's not available?
And of course, on the list, colloidal silver. As you know, you use, as I do, silver hydrosol, a form that is like in a homeopathic form, the safety is unmatched. You'd have to drown in the water to turn blue on the form of silver that we use in our practice.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you have to. I mean, people that are on the colloidal silver that they make themselves with little zappers, they're turning blue. Well, how dumb can you be? You don't make it yourself. Use the hydrosol product that you use, which is the only one I recommend. Those products are perfectly safe and extremely useful. You just have to know what you're doing. So colloidal silver, far from being dangerous, is very useful if it's used properly.
Exactly. And that's the thing. They don't want people to have the danger of actually having to make decisions for themselves. But look at the government making decisions for us, how well that's turned out. And, of course, in my monologue, I said, we'll never have freedom until we can have access to our own bodies and in control over them. And, unfortunately, now you have to ask permission, and, of course, you'll be denied when you want to heal cancer without radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery, which is amazing to me how you have survived and thrived all these years in New York.
Well, our results are good, and, we've been investigated. And, it's funny, we had an invest 18 years ago, New York State sent a team in, and they sent a doctor and oncologist to he was assigned to spend a year in my office going through records and looking at what I was doing, because I was doing crazy. This is 18 years ago, before his famous and Suzanne Summers book and all that. Well, he spent a year in my office, became very good friends. In fact, I had dinner at his 85th birthday party.
Well, let me find out what happened after that, after this break. We've got a lot more healing to do. Say thanks to my sponsors. My dear friend, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, is with me for a couple more segments on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Go to robertscottbell.com now. Sign up for email alerts. I'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, this is Chuck Wagner. I have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium, and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Bard talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed.
This is Jonathan Wagner, Chuck's son. A warm thank you to our many customers with their kind words of Chuck's passing. As Chuck said, call us 1-866-424-1077 or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com. We're here to help. And stay healthy, naturally.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Why is supermodel Gisele Bündchen being attacked? What did she say that was so horrible about breastfeeding? We'll get to that later. But right now, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez joins me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Nick, for being a part of it. And you were sharing a story how they were investigating you because obviously you're not using enough chemicals and drugs and synthetics and toxins.
Well, let's say, and you know, in their defense, you know, they didn't know what I was doing, and I was doing crazy medicine from their perspective, and God bless them. So they sent, you know, an investigator, Julian Hyman, who was a very eminent oncologist. He's now 85, and this is 16 years ago. His son, Stephen, is provost of Harvard University. He's a research psychiatrist out of Harvard Med School who was director of the National Institutes of Mental Health. Julian's brother is a physician. His nephew is a physician. Very eminent family. So Julian came into my office very skeptical. I mean, he's from the medical board. And after a few weeks, he said he'd seen miracles in my office, and we became close friends. And 2 weeks ago, he had his 85th birthday party, about 80 people there, including his son and his and I gave a little talk about how Julian really helped me. So after he investigated, after he came back and said there are miracles in my office, I've never been bothered since. So, of course, you know, as someone who puts God in charge, you know, God wants my practice to end tomorrow, it's going to be over tomorrow. If it wants it to succeed, no matter who attacks me, it's going to succeed. It has nothing to do with me. I just do the best job I can. But we've had great gifts in terms of people like Julian Hyman, who've been really, you know, conventional orthodox physicians, coming to investigate me, who became friends because they could see the patients getting well. So success tends to protect somebody, and that's what we've been finding. Not always, but seems to be doing it in my case. I don't say that arrogantly. I say it humbly. I'm just very grateful that we're allowed to keep doing what we're doing and fighting the battle as we are.
Yes, absolutely, which is what you've been doing for so long, and now you've got this book out. Finally, I know this was a labor of love for you for so many years, One Man Alone, An Investigation of Nutrition, Cancer, and William Donald Kelly. And, of course, you based a lot of your you know, what you did in practice all these years and built upon it on Dr. Kelly's work, which is just, you know, life-changing for so many thousands at this point. And now it's out there for anybody to read and learn from.
Yes. Actually, what it does, it reports my investigation, Dr. Kelly's work, when I was a conventional medical student researcher working under the then president of Sloan Kettering, Robert Good. You know, I'd learned about Kelly in summer of 1981 through a friend, and I wasn't really initially that interested in what he was doing. It sounded kind of crazy, the coffee enemas and all that, but I had an open mind, started looking into it, and immediately saw case after case of advanced cancer that Kelly had reversed using his enzyme nutritional detox program. And Dr. Good then encouraged me to do a real thorough investigation, which ultimately took 5 years, and I finished it when I was a full fellow working under Dr. Good in 1986. We finished it, and we couldn't get it published. We got two responses. First, this had to be fraud, and I'd hoodwinked Dr. Good, and he was nominated for the Nobel Prize, and I cost him the Nobel Prize because this was all quackery and fraud, and I made it all up. The second response from editors was that this is real, but it's so controversial, it would be the end of my publishing career if I published this. And we got dozens of responses. Either it's fraudulent or it's true, but we just can't publish it. And this is, we spent 2 years trying to get it published, either in, as a trade book, as a popular book, as a technical book, even case reports in the medical literature. Nowhere we couldn't do it. So we put it on a shelf. And Dr. Kelly kind of went off the deep end because he thought his work would never get accepted and accused me of being part of a CIA plot, et cetera, et cetera, all that. 1987, yeah. Came back to New York, started my practice, tried to salvage Kelly's work because he wasn't seeing patients anymore. And here it is 23 years later. We said it's time to get that book out. So we put an introduction out to put it in the context of 2010 and got it out there finally. You know, it was an interesting book because we have 50 case reports of Kelly's patients, including their medical records. I wrote up a case report, as you saw, a case report for each patient to put it in context and summarize the story. Then I include the pertinent medical records so you can't say, oh, they didn't have cancer or I made it up or some psychic wizard diagnosed them in a
yes.
cave. No. These were diagnosed at major medical centers, Mayo Clinic, Sloan Kettering, Stanford, MD Anderson. All the records are there, no doubt. Initially, we had permission from the patients to use their name, but 23 years later, we don't want their families harassed with the new media, so we redacted all the names. But the records are real, and you can see that they're real, including patients with pancreatic cancer and all the terrible cancers, metastatic lung, metastatic treatment-resistant leukemias, lymphomas that are resistant to treatment, metastatic colon cancer in the liver. We had 26 different cancers, 50 patients, and we used looked at a variety of cancers. That was Dr. Good's suggestion. So there it is, and it's out there for the world now. If you want to see whether the nutrition program can reverse cancer, read that book. It really shows. And I'm crediting Kelly, crazy as he was.
Yeah. These crazy
cancer.
Crazy geniuses, and I knew my mentor had that craziness about them as well, but they have this unbelievable ability to do things no one else seemingly was able to observe and apply.
Yeah.
And thank God you were there to carry it on, and you've done some phenomenal work. As you said, you were featured in Suzanne Summers' book on the cancer issues, which is fantastic, and she's become a good friend of yours. And how will they get this One Man Alone book? Where is it available?
Well, it's available on Amazon or through our website, the website you mentioned earlier, www.dr-gonzalez.com. They can get it right off of Amazon if they just Google my name.
Okay, well, we got to come back right after this break. I'll get everybody how you can get that book again. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is my guest, dr-gonzalez.com. I've got it linked up at robertscottbell.com. Lots more healing to go. I'm going to ask some more stuff about cancer when we come back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Yeah, it's the kind of information you can't get anywhere else in media, unless I happen to appear on these other shows, like the Savage Nation, as I do with the updates every week, and good old Jerry Doyle, and a good friend. And this week on Friday, plan ahead, I'll be appearing on Tom Donahue's Free Thinker Radio at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, Friday, August 13th. So that should be a lot of fun. Always good to be a guest and be interviewed for a change. And my friend Dr. Nick Gonzalez joins me for one last segment here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out robertscottbell.com for all the links and the news you won't get anywhere else. And Dr. Nick Gonzalez, okay, your book One Man Alone is out finally and getting people this information. As you've evolved in your practice in helping people to overcome supposedly terminal, non-curable diseases, what have you seen as far as, the standpoints or the principles that never change, but the things that you've learned along the way? How can you guide us to your experience there?
Well, to give Kelly full credit, I mean, the man was an absolute genius to think he did all this without any government support. Well, he probably did it because he had no government support or academic
yes.
position. He was on his own. So this is an example of a genius guy who didn't have to deal with academic committees or the government or any of that. He was off on his own, free to think the way he wanted to. And in those days, 40 years ago, as harassed as he was, it was still a freer place. It's just amazing. The model he developed is very, very true even to this day, and we use his basic model, three components very briefly, individualized diet. You know, we don't just have one magical diet. We have diets that range from vegetarian to meat three times a day, 90 variations, individualized supplement programs, and for cancer, large doses of pancreatic enzymes, you know, going back to Dr. Beard 100 years ago, who first suggested pancreatic enzymes have an anti-cancer effect. Kelly took that thesis and really refined it into a very comprehensive, very effective treatment. Third component, of course, is detoxification, which most even alternative doctors don't really appreciate enough, although that's starting to change. It isn't enough to give lots of supplements or follow an organic diet. As the body repairs and as tumors die, particularly for cancer patients, you get all this toxic debris. You know, our cells are cesspools with stored toxins going back from the day we were born, heavy metals, pesticides, 75,000 chemicals in the U.S. alone each year. A lot of that stuff stays stored in the cells on a good nutritional program like the Kelly regimen, our stuff. Those cells start cleaning out, dump all these stored toxins in the bloodstream. You can overload the liver when a tumor dies. The dead tumor waste can overload the liver. Nothing's more toxic to the body than dead tumor. So you need detoxification routines. We use the infamous coffee enemas, liver flushes, colon cleanses, juice fast, all of which are critical, all of which I do myself. Now, in terms of refining the program, one of the biggest things we did is Kelly was really held hostage by whatever enzymes were available in the health food store. He wasn't a research scientist. He didn't have access to research facilities. We've been fortunate that we've had industry support from Nestle and Procter & Gamble that really helped us develop and refine a manufacturing process for the enzymes. So one of Kelly's biggest frustrations, he never thought he could get enzymes that really met a specification. We've been able to accomplish that. We have what we think are the best enzymes ever, and they really work wonderfully well. So we've refined some of the manufacturing processes over the, you know, since Kelly gave up practice 23 years ago. We developed a new enzyme product, a new manufacturing process for those enzymes. We add supplements that as we think needed. For example, 25 years ago, there wasn't coenzyme Q10 as a supplement. There wasn't as much knowledge about herbal remedies. We will use them selectively, like silver colloid, although certainly, you know, 100 years ago, everyone was using colloidal silver.
Right.
The real form, as you know, you're a master. You know the history far better than I. And it's been revived. And, you know, these things weren't available when Kelly was practicing. Mm-hmm. So we do add supplements, of course, as you were talking about sea vegetables, you know, sea plant nutrients. We look into these things, and if there's a new supplement that we think is useful, we will certainly employ it and incorporate it into the program, but cautiously, carefully,
sure,
with a lot of thought, not recklessly the way a lot of alternative doctors just add everything that they've ever been.
No, you do your due diligence, no question. And you know, when people call me and they're in trouble, I'll always send them up to you. Do you still have room for those that are in need?
We're always taking patients. In fact, we're in the process of training a new doctor. She's from Austria, and she's, you know, has to take her licensing here, but we're starting to show her what we do. And she's joined a practice in Linda, you know, with another doctor. You know, we always are taking new patients.
Great.
What's the good news is about our practice, most of our patients don't die, so our practice keeps getting bigger. But our old patients from 20 years ago, they don't need a lot of work. You know,
yes,
they'll send me a Christmas card and come in once a year. So it's the newer patients that require a lot of working. Yes, we're always taking new patients.
Yeah, so I want to give everybody the number, those that are not so internet active. If you need help, you need to see a doc or a practice like yours that will support you in healing and has the track record to prove it, dr-gonzalez.com, and it's 212-213-3337. 212-213-3337. Of course, Dr. Linda Isaacs has been instrumental assisting you all these years, and I know you couldn't have done it without her help as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's a great doctor, great aide, and she and I really created this practice together. And our first book, The Trophoblast, which you've talked about Dr. Beer's work, she was co-author with that on me. So she's a great asset. And we've got a third doctor, Dr. Schulze, who went to the University of Vienna. She's Austrian. She's joined our practice now, but not yet seeing patients. She has to pass her licensing first. But we're going to try and enlarge, and we may even start doing some training sessions for other doctors now that we realize that any hope of getting the NCI or the NIH to work with us to try and develop this program the way it needs to be is not going to happen.
Yeah.
Once again, teaches that the government can do nothing right except waste money. The only thing they can do efficiently is waste money. And they can't do science effectively. We've learned that. They can't work with alternatives. They don't know how to do it. They don't care. They're not interested. So we got to do it on our own, and we're thinking of ways of enlarging that so that anybody anywhere in this country could get the therapy if they wanted it. We don't want it to be our little secret here in New York.
Right, exactly. Well, again, people in need of help will find it if they're open to hearing the message, and the message is out there. You've been doing it for so long, and I'm so thrilled that the book is finally out, One Man Alone. I encourage everybody to go to Amazon or go to Dr. Dash Gonzalez. I'll have links up at the robertscottbell.com website to get a hold of the book, read it, and see the reality of people recovering from things that the rest of the oncological field say are impossible. It is not. It is very possible. In fact, those things they say are impossible are usually the things you have to question most immediately and urgently. And that's what we do here, and that's what you have done. That's why you've done such great work. And also, I want to thank you for your acknowledgement of the good works down there at Sovereign Silver and Argent 23 for the silver hydrosol that is not hype but is based in the science that we all appreciate.
Oh, it's the only colloidal silver I recommend. I think it's an absolutely great product. And you're not paying me to say that. I really believe it. And I also wanted to thank you for making the show available, because it gives us a voice that we wouldn't have otherwise. And all of us out here really appreciate what you're doing. And your listenership should appreciate what you're doing, too, as I'm sure they do.
Oh, well, you know, yeah, man, we rock the health world even higher and harder when we are together on the air. And I love to do more and more, which we're working on behind the scenes. To make that possible, we'll let you know how that evolves. And any other books in the works? I mean, this was a lot to get this out. Do you have some things that we should know about coming up?
We actually have reprinted Dr. Beer's original book from 1911, in which he answered the problem of cancer. The solution to cancer is in that 1911 book, The Enzyme Treatment of Cancer. It has never been reprinted. We've reprinted it as an exact facsimile of the original with a little introduction by me, even as a photograph.
I need to get a hold of that. We need to bring you back on to talk about that. Dr. Nick Gonzalez, my dear friend, wonderful healer. Dr-Gonzalez.com. We got lots more healing to do after this break, after the news. We've got Dr. Fred Pescatore. We got Scott Kenny. We're going to talk seaweed. We're going to talk healing, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.